This is Will's Band of the Week for January 12th, 2020. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Reese, live in studio.
Hello.
We don't get you live in studio very often, do we?
No, I'm a busy bee.
Yeah. Jet setting. About to get on a plane later this afternoon.
Yeah. Head back to the podcast.
PDX.
Yeah. PDX.
Yep.
Slab Town.
Is this Slab Town? I thought it was Stump Town. Or is it both?
No, I don't know. I call it Portland.
And let's see, what's the other name? What's that basketball nickname? Rip City.
Rip City. Yeah, yeah.
It's just the basketball name.
Yeah.
What else is it? It's got some more other nicknames.
Everyone at our art school calls it Rip City. So.
Do they really?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it was a joke and I didn't get it. I'm terrible. So when you get as old as me, you can't tell the difference between a joke and a just a regular remark.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
I can't tell a lot of the time, too, though. So.
Okay. Well, I only feel slightly better now. Okay. So here's the deal. I don't even know when this podcast is going to go up, but we're kind of stockpiling now. We're like ahead of our release schedule, but it'll be sometime in January, and the people will be surprised and be like, hey, I get to listen to Reese's Top 10.
Whoa.
Right? And that'll be cool, right?
I hope they think it's cool.
Yeah, it's good. I had to screen it. I had to look it over, decide whether it was podcast worthy. And so after some intense scrutiny, I decided that it did pass the test of podcast worthiness.
That's good.
So people don't always realize that I'm doing that behind the scenes. You don't realize how close it is to just complete rejection.
Yeah. This is a very scripted show you have.
And then I would just stop responding completely to everything.
Yeah.
Right? Like the guy, should we tell the story about the dog walker?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, our neighbor had a dog walker, and he and this other guy in the neighborhood were paying this woman to walk their dogs. And so she had a key, and so she was supposed to go to their house at, around noon or whatever, walk the dog, whatever, lock the house. And one day our neighbor was home cause he was sick or something and he never heard her come over. Like, he's like, that's kind of weird. So he texted her and said, hey, what's going on? And she never responded. And in the past she had always responded to texts. But then they figured out all she was doing was coming to their house to get the money, like on Fridays, and never walking the dog. It's pretty bad, right?
That's brutal.
And then, so then he kept texting her, like, hey, what's going on? And like, literally, once he figured it out, she never again responded to a single text.
She ghosted him.
Yeah, completely. Ooh, that's harsh, right?
And that's what you'd do to me if I submitted a bad...
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Music.
I would just stop responding, and it would be like, yeah, no more.
You've had enough of me.
No more relationship. Right.
Yep.
Right. So, top 10 for 2019. You almost had 11. And just as we were putting this together, you decided that you thought you could eliminate one, and now it's 10.
One less famous artist.
Probably somebody who you don't have to say who it is, so the disappointment doesn't have to hurt quite so much.
Yeah. I don't want to make them feel bad. So.
Yeah. Well, we could have a podcast. It's not all bad to have a podcast that's not 2 hours long. Right.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I can't believe people can make it through these. So this will be nice. This will be, let's see, what I'm going to estimate it's going to be maybe 45 minutes. We'll see. We'll see how good my prediction is. So what is the 10th best album of 2019, Reese?
Number 10 is Happy Trendy for Trial Listening.
And who's Happy Trendy? What can you tell us about this artist?
I can tell you that I went down a rabbit hole one day. And I was listening to some electronic artists, and That's all I remember. I just remember I spaced out, Dad. It was an ethereal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the week, I was listening to this.
So you just decided this is good.
And I was like, yeah, this is pretty good.
But you didn't do extensive music journalism.
I didn't do journalism. So this is kind of...
wow. Kind of, and the scandalous. Album itself is kind of interesting in that the song titles are numbers, but they don't correspond with the track numbers,
yeah.
Right? So what are we going to listen to?
We're going to listen to number 17. Not 17 tracks on the album. So,
but it's called number 17.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Here we go. Happy Trendy. Wow, that can kind of cast a spell, right?
Yeah.
Is the whole thing like that, where it's kind of like gets you in the zone like that?
Definitely, I think that. A lot of just like field recordings mixed in with it. And I don't know, I really like that. I feel like that there's not enough of that in popular music. Yeah, this is a lot of fun.
So this is on Carpi Records in France. So could be a French person.
We don't know. It's a mystery. But yeah, I probably got it from one of my various sources on Instagram. That's where I get a lot of my music, either through Instagram, through my friends mm-hmm. in Portland, or I ask people on Tinder what music they listen to. So,
huh. And they give you good suggestions sometimes?
Usually not. but
I would think maybe not.
But this is a good one. So
yeah. All right, cool. Number 9.
We're switching it up. Very different genre. We have Tyler the Creator off of Igor. Well, we have Igor by Tyler the Creator. His track, Puppet.
Ayo. I wanna talk. I wanna call you and talk. I wanna walk to your front door and knock. After I stop, my vehicle drive to your city because we live an hour apart. Land at your driveway and put it in park. Then do the third line of this verse. Then back to my house and we pack up our bikes and we ride through the park. Chase the sun. God, that's all I want. Other than air, oxygen and financial freedom. Yeah, I want your company. I need your company. I want you to want for me. I can maneuver without you next to me. It's so complex to me. What do you need? Do you need bread? Do you need this? Do you need her? Do you need to be alone? I could wrap this up and get the fuck away instead. What is your wish? It could be granted. Your number one on my list. See, I'm Santa. Where's Rudolph? Your parasitic. I do not have some control. I am starting to wonder. Is this my free will or yours? Yours.
Did I wait too long?
I don't know me.
That's Tyler, the Creator.
Bingo.
Number nine. He's got to be feeling pretty good that he made Reese's List.
I guarantee you he's listening to this and he's like, only number nine. How? Oh my gosh. He's probably really hurt by that. I apologize.
Yeah, I guess you could be thinking that way, that, you know, offended that you've got eight things better than his album.
But at the same time, very grateful to be honored by number nine on Reese's List.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of nuance here. You could really look at it either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's just going to get more and more interesting as this goes on.
Yeah.
I promise. Keep listening. Don't turn off that radio. That's what they used to say.
Yeah.
There's no radio now. So it's don't delete the file.
Or
do not hit fast forward.
Don't disconnect your Bluetooth device.
Right, exactly. Keep it connected. So what do we have at number eight?
Number eight, we have Homeshake, his album Helium, and his track, I believe, honoring the great Mariah Carey, titled Like Mariah.
And Homeshake, is this the guy who played in Mac DeMarco's band?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to keep these band, you know, ties out there. Let people know. Yeah. All right. Homeshake. Homeshake, Reese's number eight album of 2019.
Yeah.
We were talking about this on a recent podcast, that when it's 2020, I probably shouldn't say 2020.
You should say 2020.
2020, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Nicholas said that they wouldn't say 2019, they would say 2019. They put an and in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so saying the year is really like a... It's a complicated thing
to say
it right.
Different languages say it all different ways, I think.
Right.
Some are like, oh, it's 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10. It's 2020. I don't know. Something like that.
And you wouldn't have to count years. There's no reason you have to count years any certain way either, right?
Yeah.
We just decided as a culture, I guess, when year zero was.
Yeah.
You know?
It could be anywhere.
It could be the year of the lion or year of the... dog or whatever.
It's year 3237, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only
something
a number.
Like
yeah. Yeah. So there you go. That's your number eight.
You know,
anything more to say about Homeshake?
I saw them live. They're pretty great live.
Oh, fun.
He had, I think he had Prophet Six and, I don't know. I remember the Prophet Six.
And was he opening for somebody or was this just a.
No, he was the headliner.
Show? Really?
Yeah. No longer just a bassist.
So bass was his instrument? Like, that means he's cool then?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
He came up to me specifically, and he's like, Reese, tell your father that I'm honoring the bassist legend and that we will be known, something like that.
And at that point, you decided, I guess I better put him on my top 10.
Exactly, yeah.
Makes sense. Good decision.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, your number seven is a fun one. You played this for me in the car, and you described this guy as a country artist. And I guess most people put it in that category, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, Apple calls it alternative.
Yeah.
But then after you played it, I researched it a little bit, and it's kind of a fascinating guy. He wears a mask.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of surprised that we didn't, like, none of the Wills Band people really, like, had this on their radar.
Really?
It just seems like something that we maybe should have discovered. So yeah. I'm glad you did. Yeah. So who am I talking about, Reese?
You're talking about Orville Peck.
Yeah.
I think it came out in 2018, according to the Apple algorithm.
Oh, does it say 2018?
It says 2018, so...
Oh, that's outrageous. I thought it was this year.
I thought it was this year, too.
Let's see if we're breaking the rules. We'll have to look it up.
If we are, just know that this whole playlist has an asterisk on it.
Well, according to the Bandcamp page, this album, Pony, was released March 22nd, 2019, which would put it in the proper this year category.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah. Anyway, so what do we know about this guy?
Well, he's a man in the mask. He's a mystery. He's an enigma. And he's just a lone cowboy strolling around playing some music.
Yeah. So what are we going to play by Orville Peck?
We're going to play, I don't know, Dad. When you're out west on your horse riding around, there's something you take notice of. And it's the big sky.
That's what it would be. Yep.
And that's the track we're going to play, Big Sky.
Fell in love with a rider, Dirt King Black Crown. 6 months on a knucklehead hog. I like him best when he's not around. He gets me high. Oh, Big Sky. Stayed awake all year. Heartbreak is a warm sensation, and the only feeling that you know is fear. I don't know why. Oh, Big Sky. Big Sky.
Orville Peck. I just looked up his tour dates. He's playing in Melbourne in the middle of January, and then he's playing at Jeremiah's home turf, Meow Wolf in Santa Fe, March 11th. So kind of few and far between his tour dates. He's got to maintain that mystery, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you never know when he might show up at a venue near you.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, he probably should head out to Portland. Don't you think?
I think he's been there before. I missed him, but if he's there again, I'll be sure to check him out.
Yeah, pretty cool. Makes you wonder what his live show would be like, just because of that whole, you know, it's got that cool sound to it.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're up to number 6.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like a marathon, you know.
Yeah.
You got to pace yourself.
Right.
Number 6, we have Sudan Archives. Off her album Athena, and I think you and Mom introduced me to this artist.
We saw her last February, I think it was, at that Pitchfork Midwinter thing at the Art Museum, and it was pretty cool. We saw her in an auditorium in the Art Museum, and it was just her, and she plays a violin, and she does all kinds of loops, you know, pedals and loops and some vocals and a violin.
Yeah.
And there must have been a synthesizer or two there, too, I think.
I think when you get loopers going, like, that counts as some sort of synthesis, you know?
Yeah, but it wasn't just the violin, you know, like, who's that guy? Owen Pallett. I think, did you ever listen to Owen Pallett?
I don't know.
Reese, he might be a couple of years before your time. He's probably the ripe old age of like 33 now or something.
Wow, total geezer. Yeah,
but he did a lot of violin loops. He was like the big violin loop guy. So
fun.
Yeah, so Sudan Archives, and what are we going to play?
We're going to play Iceland Moss.
Sudan Archives. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Never been to Sudan. I have been to archives, though.
Different kinds of archives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the United States Archives, right? Like DC Archives.
That would be, what you call the Library of Congress? That would just be archives.
Yeah.
Right? So the Sudan version of the Library of Congress would be the Sudan Archives.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just throwing out speculation here. We have no idea where she came up with the name, right?
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
if you know, please email us at Will's Band of the Week.
We're flaunting our lack of music journalism, aren't we?
This is really a mess, this
like,
one.
Yeah, flaunting our ignorance.
I'm the most ignorant guest you've had on, I think. I think it's fair to say.
Hey, speaking of guests, you were just a guest on a radio show.
Yeah, I was.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The local student radio station here, WSUM.
Yeah.
Your friend works there.
My friend, he's like the, I don't want to say leader, but basically the leader of the radio station currently. Number one employee.
So you had connections in high places.
Yeah. I mean, that's how all good things work is knowing rich people.
Well, I don't think Sean's rich.
I don't think he's rich, you know. Artistically rich in his knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so then you are too. So, yeah. So that was pretty cool. I recorded it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it into an MP3 file, upload it to Dropbox, and I'll send it to you or send you a link so you'll have it. Right?
That's good.
That'll be cool.
I'll just blast that on as many speakers in Portland as I can.
We could make that a podcast if we had a week that we like had no content. We'd just say, Reese on the Radio will be this week.
That'll be fun.
It sounded pretty good. It was, I just recorded it off the online transmission of the radio station, and sound quality was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's definitely better than like FM signal would be.
I was talking to Sean about this, because he made me set up like a list beforehand of songs I wanted to play.
Yeah.
And we're talking about how some of the songs I like are recorded at like very low bit rates.
Yeah.
And my solution was just, if you have a track that's like 8-bit, you just record it again at 32 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then technically, you know, it's a higher bit rate because there's just nothing there. It's just empty, but it's still recorded like that. So
yeah.
I was claiming to Sean that like for his radio station, you have to have a certain resolution of music that if you do, just re-record it and then it's the same.
Yeah.
And technically, it counts, but according to him, that's not fair, and you have to have the original instruments have to be recorded at the designated bitrate or whatever.
Yeah, if you take a bad audio file and then make a version at a higher bitrate, you still can't make it sound better because you're still only working with, you know, the bad quality to begin with.
Yeah.
Right. That's funny, though. But you're right. You can just make it look good.
Yeah.
You can make you could record a super cheap, bad quality file and then make a lossless version of it.
Yeah.
And then tell the person that I have a lossless file.
Yeah, I don't want to brag or anything.
This must be great.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fun. Little tech talk.
Yeah.
There's so many, we have so many things that we know so much about, right? I mean, on the podcast, we talk about sports a lot. You know, I'm sure the listeners are thrilled with that, right?
Yeah.
But we could talk about anything. We could talk about
anything.
I was saying we could talk about equipment sometime.
Yeah.
You know, talk about headphones.
That'd be a good one.
Microphones, headphones, you know, geeky audio equipment.
Yeah.
Be kind of fun,
I
right?
I was picking up some medicine once at my... I think it was a Target, CVS.
Yeah.
And I was wearing some headphones, and my cashier was like, I have those same headphones.
Really? You must have been cool. Were those the Sonys?
Those are my
had?
Sonys, yeah. I don't know. It's like ES, BS, CS, 123, or I don't know the exact model number.
Sony model numbers for anything are just ridiculous. There's usually like five numbers and a letter, and you know, it's like the WL1000... DR hyphen something.
Yeah.
Right? This is like, come on.
Yeah.
Right?
It's tricky.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fun stuff. All right. Let's keep rocking.
Yeah.
What's number five?
We're gonna, another one, another inspiration. Well, we're talking about Sean earlier, and Sean introduced me to this band. I saw them live with him, Men I Trust.
Mm-hmm.
They released I was talking to Sean about things, and this was released in 2019, but about, I want to say half of it are songs that they remastered that they released as singles before this.
Mm.
And we're going to play one of those singles called You Deserve This.
That's Men I Trust from Montreal. So Jeremiah should get into this band.
Yeah.
He's our Montreal fan. But I'm a Montreal fan, too. There's so many great bands from Montreal.
Yeah.
The album is Uncle Jazz, but Uncle spelled with an O.
Yeah.
Do we know what that means? Or again, lack of music journalism?
Lack of music
journalism. We didn't look it up.
If I was from Montreal, I'd get it. I'm sure it's
probably an
inside joke.
Yeah. Here's a fun fact, though. You go to their Bandcamp page. Look at their tour dates. In February, this is, I think you can qualify this as a world tour. In February, they are playing in Japan, Korea, China, and Australia, all in February.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
It's and a then, lot of traveling.
Then they come back to their humble Canada roots in March. And then, but then they're playing in, wait a minute, this can't be right. This claims they're playing in Mexico City and the Netherlands on the same day. That's going to be hard to do. No, it's not. It's June 3rd and July 3rd.
Wow.
So June 3rd in Mexico City, July 3rd in the Netherlands. And then in Ukraine, man, they must like traveling.
Yeah. They're going all over the place.
Yeah. Wow. That's like, that's just really fascinating, I think.
Yeah.
So Men I Trust is Reese's number 5 album of 2019.
Yeah.
And okay, now we're really, what's interesting is now your top 4 are all things that we have talked about on the podcast. So it makes me proud.
That's good.
But all the rest of it make me proud too. But
not as good, clearly, as yeah. these.
But according to you, right?
Yeah.
They're the top 4, right?
We're into the meat.
Number 4 is interesting because I think, I can't remember whether I first heard about them from you or whether we kind of discovered them at the same time. But I remember there was some time I remember you saying, oh, this band. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the band is Dead.
Yes. Dead spelled D-E-H-D.
Yeah.
They were on Chris's list. And I'm trying to think if one other person had them on. I can't remember. But yeah, a lot of us like this band. We think that we're going to see them in Austin in March.
That's exciting.
Not that we should be talking about that, but
that's that's still private information,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. No, the joke on the podcast is that we make everybody just sick with all those references to that thing in March where we overdo it. Yeah, it's kind of bad.
Damn, Dad.
Yeah. All right, Dead. And the album is called Water, and this is a Chicago band, right?
Yeah.
And that's cool.
I know them by a bunch of leaps and steps because one of their lead singers, Emily, is a tattoo artist. And in the studio that they work, I got a tattoo by someone in that studio.
So you almost kind of know this Emily person.
I'm basically best friends with
them. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So there, that's good. That's a good connection.
Well, yeah, it's a fun connection. But anyways, the song is Love Calls.
That's Dead. Somehow they're really minimalist, but they don't really sound minimalist. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I mean, it's such a basic two singers. I think the drum kit doesn't even have a bass drum. The guy stands up and plays with like a big tom and a snare drum and cymbals. And then you got a bass and a guitar. And it's just, I guess the setup is super minimalist, but it's varied and interesting too.
Yeah, they're masters of the craft. They know their instruments.
Yeah, and it has what every time I listen to it, I get a like a when I try to describe to myself what category it should fit, I'm not even sure. Right, it's kind of like I don't know. The more I talk, the less sense I will make. So I'm going to stop now.
According to Apple Music, it's indie rock. So
yeah,
that makes it a lot easier.
I wonder if that meets Nicholas's standard when he says he likes his indie rock to sound like indie rock.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Nicholas would like this. Okay, let's go to number three, which, you know, my goodness. Your top three, I guess I'll say that I knew you liked your number one. I knew you liked it, but I didn't know you liked it that much. And your two and three, but I you know, the two and three, I knew that they should be like up toward the top. They're definitely Reese favorites.
Definitely.
So what is number three?
Number three Reese favorite is Sandy Alex G, House of Sugar.
And the reason, well, there are a lot of reasons, because you've played this in the car so many times, and I knew you're a big fan. But I knew this one would have to be high on the list, because when I went to visit you in November, you were wearing an Alex G cap, and you had an Alex G pin. I can't remember if you were sporting any other
I think I was clothing. Well, actually, I have a shirt. I have an Alex G shirt that I didn't get it. I went to see him live. And I got the hat and the pin.
Yeah.
Because I fanboyed, of course.
Yeah.
but earlier for my birthday, one of my friends got me an Alex G shirt. And shout out to Olivia.
Wow.
Legendary.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. So now you're sporting a lot of Alex G merch. And now you can have him on, you know, this exciting podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, House of Sugar and... What is this about his fifth album now? I think I mentioned before that I thought he probably deserves indie rock veteran status pretty much at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves a lot.
It's at least his fourth album, and it might be fifth. I don't know. There might have been a couple albums that were like not really well known at all that were Bandcamp things, right? Before he kind of got well known.
What's like the earliest one that you know?
There's one that has like three initials, like DSG or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's DSU.
That's right, yeah. DSU.
There's DSU.
That was the first one that I heard, Trick, but then there were a couple before
Rules,
that.
There's there's a bundle.
Anyway, yeah. So this one's House of Sugar, and what are we going to play?
We're going to play Project 2.
Alex G.
Gosh, it's a good track.
And that one, well, you could say this about a lot of the tracks on the album, that just that one track can't represent what the album sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes he's kind of alt-country-ish, and sometimes he's more poppy, and sometimes he's just, I don't know, there's a song with the saxophone in it, where people say it sounds like Springsteen, you know? It's like, so yeah.
Yeah, great variety, great...
Yep.
Great stuff.
Yep. Very good. All right. We're up to number two.
Number two is I'd like to think of it as a Reese classic artist.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You took ownership of this artist.
Yes.
Yep.
It's Black Marble, his album, Bigger Than Life. We're going to play think he released a music video for this song. So I'm not getting one of the deep cuts. I apologize for that.
Yeah, it's okay. You can pick the hit sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a private show.
Black Marble.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah, definitely a good one. That's one of the catchy ones.
But yeah.
There are quite a few catchy ones.
Yeah. I also saw him in Portland. I think I've seen quite a couple of these artists now that I think about it.
You actually got to go to the Doug Fir Lounge, even though most of their shows are 21 and over, right?
Yeah, he played twice. And they had an early show for us
for
babies.
For all ages, for the babies. Yeah.
And luckily I snuck in, got into that one.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, a few more months before you're 21 and then you're legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy, Dad.
Good. Yeah. All right. Very good. Oh, my goodness. Are we up to number one now?
Oh, my God. Can we get a drum roll?
I'll say this. I don't think anybody on the podcast is going to be disappointed at all.
Yeah?
It's a fun one. Yeah.
As long as the millions of adoring fans aren't disappointed.
Right. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, everybody can imagine whatever appropriate drum roll.
They can pause the podcast. They can look up
drumroll.com. You know what
something.
We could actually do? We could play this. That's the Nicholas drum roll. We haven't used that in a long time.
Wow.
I'm glad there's an excuse to finally use
finally.
That.
Finally. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay. What is it?
Okay.
Reveal.
Number one artist of the year is Florist, Emily Alone.
Yeah. And it's Emily and it's kind of her alone.
Yeah.
Even though she still uses the Florist moniker.
Yeah.
But sometimes Florist is a whole band.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just her. So
this time it's just her.
Yeah.
Alone.
Did you see her perform live?
I haven't.
So I saw her, and that was the show where she told everybody that it would be fine if they sat down. And everybody just sat down.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was like a total mellow thing. I've told that story before. I'm repeating myself now to the listeners, but you hadn't heard it.
I don't think I have.
Yeah. So, yes, Florist. Emily Alone. What is the lucky track that got picked by you?
The lucky track is Rain Song.
Thank you.
florist number one on Reese's list for 2019. Yeah. That is cool. So I was talking about how you play one track from the Alex G album and you can't say that it represents the album necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But you play a florist track and it's kind of, yeah, I mean, that's the vibe of it, right?
Yeah.
Just a whole lot of really good songs, right?
Yeah, totally. Really great.
Yep.
Good listening. Very, very good.
Yeah.
All of these songs, I think. All of these artists, great artists. They all deserve number one in some way, Dad.
It's too bad that anyone has to not be number one, right?
Yeah.
It's like the sports cliche. It's too bad there has to be a loser in this game.
Yeah. No one's a loser, luckily, here.
I thought it was number one and everyone else is a loser.
Originally, that's what I had planned, is I was only going to do Florist, and I was going to just play 10 tracks from their album.
Yeah. Everybody else is an also-ran. If you can't be number one, then why bother?
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, Reese, thank you very much. It's been great to have you on again.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Want some cool Portland band, or even non-Portland band, comes around and you think it's podcast worthy, you can let us know.
Will do.
And maybe we'll just steal the band from you and not have you on the podcast.
I'll send it your way and you don't even have to mention me.
Yeah, I'll pretend that I found it on my own somewhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, cool. Well, I said 45 minutes and we've exceeded that.
I think even we're at after 50 minutes.
Even after all of my mistakes are taken out, it's going to be, which it will be a few minutes, it always is, right? But it'll be, I'm going to say it's going to be like maybe 48 or something.
Okay.
49, something like that.
You can say 48 and then cut that in at the start when you said it would be 45, but instead.
Oh, right.
It'll be 48.
So what I need to do is just say a bunch of those numbers, and then I'll just edit in the number that happens to be the correct one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Great idea.
Yeah.
That's like that technique, you know, this is a little sidetrack, but we love sidetracks, right?
Yeah.
You know how, like, when psychics make predictions, and then, you know, after the fact, they're like, look, I made this prediction that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I predicted, you know, whatever, some big event, right?
Yeah.
But what they do is they just make, like, 1,000 predictions. They make so many that they're definitely going to get some of them right, but then they only mention the ones that were right. So, like, you could record yourself or, you know, post somewhere, you know, Trump's going to win the election, right? And then you also predict the opposite, like the other person's going to win the election, right? And then you just delete the old one or the one that was wrong and then cite that you got it right. So I'm just telling you some little strategies here of deceiving people.
If I want to become a psychic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, if you just want to, it's just like good, useful things I'm trying to like to teach. I like to teach my sons about how to cheat to get ahead.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So. And I mean, yeah. I'll try to record my teacher saying something, and then I'll splice it in a way that makes them sound degrading or something like that, and then I'll blackmail them. That'd be good, right?
Sure. Well, you know, photoshopping has gotten so popular that we don't hear about audio shopping.
We got to bring that back. Not enough fake audio recordings exist.
Right. Yeah. Got to work on that.
Yeah.
All right. It's been a great 2019. People will be listening to this in 2020 thinking, oh, God, that's so long ago.
Wow.
That we were in the teens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we should make some sort of joke about us having 2020 vision.
Yeah, we probably should.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, are we going to call it, what is it going to be, the Roaring 20s?
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
Yeah.
Are we bringing back the Roaring 20s?
Yeah. Let's do some roaring in the 20s.
We're only going to listen to noise music in the 20s.
That's not a bad idea.
That'd be fun,
I wonder what will come back. If you were to define this decade and like what came back... I don't know. There wasn't really anything that I would call like any kind of remarkable turn. I mean, I obviously think that there was tons of great music. But as far as like any kind of genre defining thing or whatever, there's not really.
What about like 2000 to 2010? Can you think of anything that happened then?
No, not really.
No? I think it takes 2020 vision, Dad.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
We have to. Next century, we'll figure it out.
Next decade?
Next decade.
Next century would be a long time. The year 3000.
The year 3000.
Yeah.
They'll listen to this and they'll decide our tastes. They'll be like, well, it seems as though...
Do you think the digital file that we're recording right now will exist in the year 3000?
Somewhere, right?
I'm saying I don't.
Saying no?
I say, well, if the Earth doesn't completely get incinerated, then I suppose maybe it would exist somewhere.
I don't think it'll be incinerated. I mean, unless everyone's nuking everyone. Like,
I don't know. Now we're getting really philosophical.
Think about this. So if 100 people download your podcast, then it's on 100 devices plus like your computer and other things, right?
Yeah.
So then that means every one of those 100 people has to just like delete it off their thing. I don't know. There's media spreads, Dad. It's everywhere, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Very interesting. So, We'll leave the listeners with that deep thought, something to contemplate.
Yeah.
So,
Write us a thesis about the destruction of digital media.
If you write a 10-page thesis on that and it's really coherent, then we'll get Nicholas to send you a guitar pick with dirt on it from his backyard.
Yeah?
Yeah, that'd be the
prize. I was thinking we could get Nicholas to like read out the whole thing for 1 week.
Well, that would be cool. Yeah. That would be awesome. Nicholas reading anything would be awesome. So, all right, let's sign off. We'll talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia. You can subscribe or download the podcast wherever podcasts are available or from our website, willsband.net. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.